All right, I thought I would try to ramble here, and I can probably go on and on for a long time, but I'll try to make it short, because I'd really like to pick up maybe this idea in conversation with other people, because I feel like it maps on to a lot of conversations I've been having recently. But in the book of the Bible, the Song of Songs, Song of Solomon or whatever. I don't know which one it's normally more like what the proper title of it is. Some books say, I think my Bible might say Song of Songs, but some say Song of Solomon. I'm not really sure. But the first line in it is the Song of Songs, which is Solomon's. So if you just pause and think about that, if you like Christians, like I believe, like Christians believe, like Jewish people believe, that the Hebrew scriptures are, though they might be written by man, they are more inspired, more divine than man even intended. So, having said just that first line, the Song of Songs, which is Solomon, like, you know, the God of gods, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, this is the song of all songs. So if that line is actually inspired, if a man wrote it, but it still was, that idea is beyond his understanding, then this, it's basically God declaring himself that this is the greatest song of all songs. This is the Song of Songs, and it's Solomon's. So which God calls him Jedidiah, or I don't know the Hebrew way to say that. I know I'm not saying it right in Hebrew, because the J's are like Y's or something. And but Jedidiah, which is beloved of the Lord, but his name is Solomon too, which means peaceable. So I've been thinking about this lately, because I used to just read this book, and at first, you know, you kind of see it as like God's, you could see it Israel and God, you could see it Christ in the church. There's a lot of different ways to look at it. Then I would read it and I would think, because I'm not married or anything, I never really put it in a, like a material or natural sense, but I would read it and I'd be like, so the Shulamite woman in the story, so there's Solomon and he's having this back and forth with this girl called the Shulamite woman. And so I would see the Shulamite woman as like wisdom or something, Lady Wisdom, and this back and forth between myself and Lady Wisdom, or you could see it as a, but it applies like all over. You can see it, but the back and forth between mercy and truth. Like truth is the king and the Shulamite woman is mercy. It's the king and the queen mother, which it sounds weird, but it's symbolically, I guess you could say it works. I don't know if you could say it works narratively. It definitely doesn't work historically, because then you're saying like Solomon's in this love relationship with his mother, but that's true. Like that's, symbolically that's true, and like that's how it is with the church and with Mary. Mary is symbolically, like, she gives birth to Christ, so she gives birth to she is the virgin bride, the virgin woman. She's the new heavenly Jerusalem. Like, she's all those things. Eve is kind of the same way. She's like Mother Earth in a way, all these things. So you could even see it that the play between heavens and earth too is the Book of Song of Solomon. It just maps onto like everything, the play between the finite and the infinite, like Cal talks about. But the one thing I keep getting at, the thing I've been thinking about most, is I don't want to say life and death, because that I feel like that whittles it down too much, but the Shulamite woman being being death, the spirit of death. And I was just recently listening to the Jonathan Peugeot, John Vervaeke conversation on Rebel Wisdom, and I don't know why, something Vervaeke said made me think about this. They were talking about love, and then Vervaeke was talking about like people that he's cautious of people that want to establish a utopia, because we're not sure the right way to go about this. And if we're talking about love, love is a dying to self, right? And so it's this play between yourself and death, and it's this Shulamite woman. So there's these little, I think I heard once there's a Hebrew term called stringing pearls, where you like kind of, you find this little thread and these connections throughout the scripture. So you pick up these little nuggets. There's all these little similarities. So it just, it's almost like too much the way that it's thrown in there. So you have, I'll try to connect these words. So Solomon means peaceable. Shalom, you know that means like peace, rest. The Sabbath, you know, all those things. Shulamite, Shalom, Shulam. So the Shulamite woman, peaceable, also rest. But there's a connection between peace and rest and death. Like you, when you go to your grave, you lay down to rest. And then you await the resurrection. So death is just a door to the resurrection. Let's see, Sheba. Sheba means seven, which is also the seventh day, which is the day of rest, the Sabbath. So Bathsheba, Solomon's mom, the queen of Sheba. The queen of Sheba comes and she brings spices, and she's like the queen of spices. Solomon never receives, it says like he's never, there's never been brought spices like the queen of Sheba brought. You spice the body when you bury it. When they go to Jesus's tomb, they take spices to him. Before he dies, Mary pours out spikenard on him, this oil, this perfume, the spices. Jesus says, she's done it for my burial. There's a connection between all this and like death. It's this, I don't even know what to make of it yet. It's just, it's one of these things I just need to let it, put it in the cooker, I guess. And just let it, I guess you would say, meditate on it more. That when I read the book of the Song of Songs, Song of Solomon, it's this death and this love. It's a book of love, I guess, which is a dying to self and a resurrecting. And that's what gives life. And so the Shulamite woman could somehow be like the spirit of death. And I wrote, like, so I had written these like lyrics for this song, and sometimes when I write lyrics, I think my good lyrics, well, a lot of times, I don't even know if they're good, but a lot of times, like, I feel like the ones I personally enjoy more are the ones like where I'm grabbing out here after them, or like they're coming from inside or something, and they're not coming from my head. Usually ones I write where I'm thinking about them, they come from my head, they're trash, I end up throwing them out later. But it's almost like, I guess because if they're like, people call that the muse, you know, it's like, it's from somewhere else, and you get it, then you kind of got to discover it later. You're like, what the heck did I write? I sound like a madman. But I wrote this stuff, lyrics around this, I called it Shulamite, the Shulamite's room, I think is what I called it. And it was kind of, but all the lyrics are kind of that same idea. What if death was a door? Would I open it more often? And then I stole this from George MacDonald, the veil between, though very dark, is very thin. So I think that's the idea with the Song of Solomon. It's like death approaches you and it's got this dark veil and it looks scary, but then you pull it back and you see the most beautiful virgin. And then when you kiss her, it says in George MacDonald's book, he says, in Fantastes, he said, the dead kiss well, I will not be afraid. So I think that's what's been on my mind concerning that book lately, is just, but I think that's the nature of love, is the dying to self. And so I think that is the finding that Shalom, that Solomon, that peace, that Sheba, that seventh day, that Shulamite woman, that rest, that peaceable sleep is something that's going on in that book, in that Song of Songs, that dance between the two. Anyway, so I don't know if that's going to be helpful for anybody. I just kind of throwing out, I guess, random ideas. Kind of feel like a scattergun or something, just spitballing. So if anybody finds that interesting and wants to pick up the topic or make some more connections, either leave comments or contact me or something, because I'd love to hear other people's insight. I definitely haven't pieced it all together, so I find it fascinating. Anyway, thanks.